he mentioned some trainers aren't happy. You can never please everyone. And one of those men is Mick Bell, who he and his horse, Jungle Ruler, have almost reached cult status. And Jungle Ruler, we certainly know, likes a bottomless track. Now with the movement over to Doom, but Mick Bell's not too happy. He joins us on Racing Pulse. Mick, you were disappointed with the decision?
It's Jungle Edge, too.
Jungle Edge? Would I say Jungle Ruler? Jungle Edge.
Okay, I'm here taking deep breaths. I looked at a photo of my wife on the wall this morning, and she's saying, suck it up, Nick, be careful what you say. All right, I'll start. When they got a copy of the Queensland calendar, and in all the information on entering for the Stradbroke, never anywhere did it said we'll change our mind where we're going to run it if a heap of trainers start soupying up, because otherwise I mightn't have even headed up to Queensland, right? The minute a racing authority anywhere starts to jump because they've been held to ransom by big trainers saying they're not going to run their horses there, that's the minute they lose control of the whole show. Now, that track was a safe, they keep saying how safe it was, and then they put words next to it like it's not conducive to Group 1 racing. So does that mean that they're going to put brackets next to Clearly Innocent's win there on Saturday, and in the brackets saying, oh, look, it wasn't a real proper track? You know, Jungle Edge has run against all them horses and raced well against them before. Like, there's a lot more to this. This is so wrong. It doesn't pass the sniff test. It doesn't pass the pub test. They said they consulted before they made the decision. They certainly didn't. They didn't ring me, and they didn't ring Chris Lees. I had to put a tremendous amount of media pressure to even get them to call me. And when they did call me, they said they hadn't made a decision, but that was a bit of an untruth because they had. And this is just wrong on so many levels. My horse last night was 11-1, right? After they've made the decision, now it's 15-1. That's how much it affects us. Look, he won at Doom the week before. There's nothing to say he can't win the race, but we left to go to Queensland knowing that the race was at Eagle Farm and that their track was going to be soft whatever happened, no matter what weather they had. Anyway, I can say some more if you want, but this is wrong. The fact that they've jumped to pressure from trainers trying to hold them to ransom, that's the minute they lose control of their whole industry up there. Can I get the Melbourne Cup change to stand down in the 1400 metres in the middle of winter? You know, it's just crazy.
Some trainers were saying that their horses pulled up with issues and they were injured because of the state of the track. So you disagree with that, Mick?
Yeah, I do. Maybe they should suck it up. When I ran in the Rupert Clark, right, it ended up being a good three, and I would have liked to have scratched or not run, but just that's what happened.
Well,
I said, this is not fair. It doesn't pass any sort of sniff test. What about all the people that have backed my horse on the long? I know lots of people that have got 67-1 for the Stradbroke.
That is an issue, the punting as well. But
it's not really an issue because all this doesn't. They've made this decision, and they're trying to say they made it with consultation. Who did they consult? They certainly didn't consult me. They didn't consult Chris Lees. There's trainers, and I don't even have to say who they are because it's well known. They've held this club to ransom, and what right have they got to do that? And how stupid is Queensland Racing for dancing to their tune? So the $20,000 that I have to pay to go in this race, should I just send that off to these trainers? Because it sounds like they're running the show.
What will you do, Mick? Will you seek a meeting?
Seek a meeting? Because if that's going to do any good.
Hmm.
Yeah, what am I going to say? I'm not going to run all my other horses at their meetings ever again. They don't care. Look, I am so grateful that I've got this horse and I'm enjoying the ride so much, and so thousands of people, literally thousands of people are enjoying the ride of Jungle Edge with me, and I don't want to come off like the whinger that these people are, but look, I'll run the horse if the track's on the softer side of of a good four. But if it gets to a good three, well then, you know, we'll be scratching. You won't be running.
You'll stay home. Well, Mick, it's
well, not stay home. I'm already in Queensland. Yeah, the horse is already in Queensland. Like, how can they think this is right? How can they think this is right? They're saying they're doing it for everybody's good. Where does it say in the charter that's what they're supposed to do? All they're supposed to do is put on a race meeting and we enter it in good faith, and they should only be changing that meeting if the track wasn't safe. Other than that, they should just suck it up.
Mick, I can hear the frustration in your voice. It's a difficult situation. All I can do is wish you the best of luck. Well, you never know. You might get some rain and Jungle Edge, the fairy tale will continue.
This karma bus is going to run over him at some stage. Look, is there anything I can do, Michael? You tell me. Like, is there anything I can do? There's nothing I can do.
No, it wouldn't appear so.
That doesn't mean I have to say good on everybody. You know, and we'll just see what happens. Maybe it will rain and all the rest. But you know, I can't let them get away with saying they consulted and they're doing it for the good of the industry and all that. They're doing this for vested interests, and they're being held to ransom by vested interests. And if they jump to them, well, then they've lost the plot. They've lost the plot up there, because you cannot. You cannot run racing in a state like with vested interests holding you to ransom. That's just wrong.
Well, Mick, we'll follow this story over the coming week, but you'll be racing at Doomben when it comes to the Stradbroke Day. Hopefully, you'll get the track that suits you, and we'll get to see Jungle Edge continue on. Mate, we'll chat with you next week in the build-up anyway.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Mick Bell, gee, you can hear the passion and the frustration in his voice, so can't you, Jungle Edge?